Welcome to the deep dive. This is where we take source material, really get into it, and pull out those key insights for you.
Exactly. Help you get informed fast. And today we're diving into something maybe a little different for us.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's excerpts from a story called Wiley's Missing Giggle.
Okay, Wiley's Missing Giggle sounds maybe like a kid's story.
Well, yes and no. It definitely looks like one, but trust us, there's actually a lot packed in here. Simple truths that honestly really hit home when you think about, well, navigating life as an adult.
Interesting. So tell us about this Wiley, Dr. Wiley Jones, it says here.
That's him. The description is great. Part dachshund for curiosity, part chihuahua for courage, small, wise, and wiggly.
Huh, okay. Wiggly wisdom. I like it.
And usually he's the one helping others find their lost giggles. He's the helper.
Ah, but there's a twist.
Exactly. The premise here is that today, Wiley's own giggle is gone, vanish. And that kicks off this whole unexpected adventure. Got it. So our mission today is to follow Wiley's journey, see what wisdom pops up along the way, and figure out why these maybe simple-seeming lessons actually matter quite a bit for us.
Right. Let's jump in. It starts pretty simply. Wiley wakes up, expects a good day, a giggle-filled day.
The usual routine.
Yeah, but then he realizes that feeling, that lightness. It's just not there. It's gone.
Oh no. So what does he do? Panic.
Not quite panic, more like practical searching. He does what you do first, right? Checks the obvious spots.
Like under the bed,
Yeah.
or for a dog, under the blanket.
Exactly. Under the blanket, behind his food bowl, even under his favorite squeaky toy. The logical places.
Makes sense. Check where you last had it or where it belongs.
But when that doesn't work, he gets, well, more methodical. Puts on his thinking face. The source says it's one ear up, one ear down.
Okay, he's getting serious now. Investigation mode.
Totally. Sniffing the couch cushions, tiptoeing around, peeking behind curtains. He's really searching his environment.
It's that first approach to problems, isn't it? Logical, systematic search. But you can't always find a feeling like you find your keys.
Precisely. And then he tries asking for help. His neighbor, Miss Mabel the cat.
How's that go? Cats are always helpful, right?
But well, you know cats. He gets a grumpy meow. That's it. Not exactly helpful feedback.
Not much of a lead there. So Wiley's stuck.
Yeah, and the source just says he sighs. He misses his giggle. You really feel that little pang of loss.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just about laughing out loud.
It's that inner lightness, that joy.
Exactly. That feeling that things are okay.
That sigh feels like a real moment, though. Like, okay, the inside search didn't work. Time to look elsewhere.
That seems to be it. He steps outside, takes a deep breath. The source mentions the flowers smelled hopeful. Just a nice
A
touch.
little glimmer.
And then Miss Mabel just shows up,
Yeah.
joins him. No big discussion, no fuss.
Just turns up.
Yeah, the story points out sometimes the best kind of friend just appears. Just presence, quiet support.
That's lovely. So they're together now. What happens?
They sit under a tree for a bit, quietly. And Wiley finally says it out loud, voices the real worry.
Which is a.
I think my giggle is really gone. Like maybe forever gone.
Oh, that's heavy, voicing the fear.
And Mabel, ever the practical cat, suggests checking under the porch.
Under the porch. Why there?
Because, she says, that's where she keeps her best things, her treasures. It's her frame of reference for lost valuables.
Right, applying her own logic to his problem.
Yeah.
So, do they find it? Buried treasure?
Nope. Just dust, cobwebs, maybe an old sock. No giggle.
So, looking in someone else's safe place doesn't work either. It reinforces that you can't find a feeling like an object.
Exactly. But then Mabel shares something else, a story. She says she lost her purr once for 2 whole days.
Oh, wow. A cat losing its purr? That's serious. How did she find it?
She found it in a sunbeam, just lying there soaking up the warmth.
Okay. So it wasn't about searching for the purr.
Right. It was about being in a place of comfort, of ease. And Wiley connects with that. He thinks, oh, I like sunbeams.
And cookies and belly rubs, the source says. Things that feel good.
Yeah, it plants this little seed, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That maybe finding the giggle isn't about looking for it, but about finding the right conditions, the right feeling.
That makes a lot of sense. So where did they go from there?
They decide to check the park next, expand the search, and Mabel just says, lead the way. Simple support.
I like Mabel. Quietly supportive.
Me too. So off they go, but not just to any park. Their journey takes them to Clover Hill.
Clover Hill, what's that like?
The source describes it beautifully. Wide open ranch, apple trees, eucalyptus, rolling hills, cows, sunbathing, sheep grazing. Sounds very peaceful, abundant.
Grounded, like a good place.
Wiley feels that too. The source says he thinks this feels like a good place to ask questions.
And does he get a chance?
Almost immediately. A little lamb lifts his head and basically says, "Can I help?" Just like that. Friendly.
Nice. So Wiley explains.
Not right away. First, the lamb just beams about Clover Hill, talks about where milk comes from, apples grow, how the grass tastes like sunshine.
Sounds magical.
Mabel calls it magical, too. But the lamb, very gently, says something like, "Well, yes, but we don't call it magic. We just call it home."
Oh, I love that. The magic is just things working properly, feeling safe and nourished.
Exactly. But Wiley still whispers, "Magical." He feels like they've come to the right place.
So now does he explain about the giggle?
Yep. Takes a deep breath, tells the lamb everything. The missing giggle, looking everywhere, even in the mirror.
And the lamb, being, as he says, very smart for my age, has an idea.
He does. His phoned idea, spin in circles. Because, you know, that makes him laugh.
Okay, well-meaning, maybe not quite right for Wiley right now.
Wiley thinks so, too. He gently declines, says his head feels too full for spinning today, which is very relatable. Right?
Totally. Sometimes force fun just doesn't land when you're feeling heavy.
So the lamb, realizing that wasn't it, has another idea. Go ask his dad.
The dad. Who's he?
The wise ram. The lamb says he's the smartest and biggest sheep he knows.
Okay. Seeking wisdom from experience. Sounds promising.
So they go find him. And the description of the ram is pretty impressive. Like a mountain with legs, super woolly, horns like cinnamon rolls.
Wow.
And eyes that look like they held secrets. You get this sense of real depth, real experience.
Definitely sounds wise. So what happens when they meet him?
The lamb introduces Wiley, explains the problem. The ram just looks at Wiley kindly, takes his time. There's this sense of calm, slow presence, no rushing.
That presence itself can be calming.
For sure. And then Wiley, showing some of that Chihuahua courage.
Yeah.
He asks the ram, kind of hesitantly, why are you so wise?
Bold move. Asking the wise guy why he's wise. How does the ram take it?
He actually chuckles. Calls it a good question.
Yeah.
Says asking is how you learn. He totally validates Wiley's curiosity.
That's great. So what is the ram's answer? Why is he wise?
Well, he says part of it is just being old, having experience. Like Wiley knows where his food bowl is because he's experienced it being there. Simple cause and effect. Learned over time.
Okay, basic experience. Makes sense.
But then he adds another layer, another kind of experience that brings wisdom.
Which is?
The kind that comes from making mistakes.
Ah, mistakes. Wiley's ears droop at that, the source says. Mistakes make him want to cry.
And who doesn't feel that sometimes? Mistakes can feel awful, like failure.
Right. You just want to hide.
But the ram immediately reframes it. He says mistakes aren't actually bad. They're just signs you're trying something new. You're stretching.
So not failure, but evidence of effort.
Exactly. He says you literally can't learn or grow if you don't mess up sometimes. It's part of the process.
That's a really important shifting perspective. Growth mindset 101, basically.
Totally. He acknowledges they sting, yeah, but they also show you what not to do next time. They open the door to doing better. It's all about learning and adapting.
Learning agility, turning setbacks into learning opportunities.
You got it. He even jokes, maybe Wiley's giggle just made a mistake at his hiding out of embarrassment.
Mm-hmm. That's a lighter way to think about it.
But then, he doesn't try to fix Wiley directly. Instead, he points him towards someone else.
Oh. Ooh.
The girl. Someone sitting quietly under an apple tree.
Okay. Another potential source of wisdom. What's she like?
The description is really focused on her presence. Sitting quietly, bare feet in the grass, hair catching the sun. But the key part is, she's quiet in a noticing way. Thoughtful. Carries words gently.
Sounds like a very calm, observant person.
Yeah. But Wiley hesitates. He whispers, "She doesn't know me." That vulnerability, you know, approaching a stranger with your troubles.
That's tough. What does the ram say?
Something really powerful. He says, "She doesn't need to know you. She's someone who listens."
Wow. Okay. So the emphasis isn't on prior connection, but on her capacity to listen.
Exactly. He's pointing Wiley towards the power of simply being heard. Truly heard.
That resonates. Sometimes being heard by a stranger is almost easier.
Maybe less baggage, yeah. So Wiley's tail gives this little hopeful wag. He goes over to her, the girl, Gemma.
And how does Gemma react? Does she ask what's wrong?
Nope. That's the key. She looks up like she expected him, and she immediately kneels down, gets on his level, face to face.
Making herself accessible.
Right. And the source is explicit. She doesn't ask questions, doesn't try to fix him. She just looks at him. With these big, honest eyes that said, "I see you."
Just, "I see you." That's incredibly powerful, isn't it? Simple validation, acknowledging someone's state without needing to change it immediately.
It's huge. It's about creating psychological safety. Just letting someone be. Wiley just sits there. His tail isn't wagging yet, just still. Miss Mabel curls up nearby, also just being present.
A whole little ecosystem of quiet support.
And Gemma reaches out a hand, gently. Not even to pet him, really, just holding the space between them, a gesture of connection without intrusion.
Okay, so this is a very different approach than searching or asking direct questions. It's about creating a feeling, an atmosphere.
Absolutely. The source says Gemma's quiet felt strong, like a hug without arms. Wiley can't even speak. He just breathes, lets her kindness kind of wrap around the worry.
He's just allowing himself to be held in that space.
And in that quiet, accepting place, something starts to shift inside him. A little warmth. A flicker. A flutter in his belly.
The beginnings?
Maybe. The source calls it maybe the place where a giggle begins. Not the giggle itself, but the fertile ground for it. All because of the space she created.
That's beautiful. Does Gemma say anything?
Just quietly, you don't have to talk. I can feel your quiet.
Wow. She's not just hearing silence. She's sensing his emotional state. That's real attunement.
It really is. Like a superpower, the story implies later. Wiley starts noticing nice things. The smell of apples, grass. Something wobbles behind his eyes. Like a tear wanting to form, but not quite.
A release is close.
And Gemma just offers this knowing smile. No pressure, just acknowledgement. And then the first sound.
The kickle.
Not yet. Just a tiny, like a little sigh or a tiny release of breath.
Okay, something small.
Super small.
Yeah.
Even Miss Mabel's ears perk up, though. She senses it. Wiley seems surprised Gemma even heard it.
But she did. And what does she do?
She validates it completely. Whispers that it was a very tiny, but adds, it was brave.
Calling that tiny expression brave, that's huge. Validating vulnerability.
It seems to be the key. Because right after that, Wiley feels his chest wiggle. Like a giggle's little cousin, the source says.
It's getting closer.
Miss Mabel starts purring softly. She knows what's coming. The whole atmosphere is geared towards allowing, not forcing.
And then?
And then it happens. The wiggle becomes a tumble, rushes up, skips past his tongue, and just bursts out.
The giggle, it's back.
It's back. All caps in the source. Just pure, unadulterated joy.
Oh, that's fantastic. Full-on giggle.
Full-on, tail-wabbing, eye-squinting, apple-tree-shaking giggle. It wasn't found under a porch. It came back when he felt safe and seen.
What a release. How does everyone react?
Gemma claps, delighted. Miss Mabel blinks and gives a cat grin, while he just rolls around laughing. Pure relief. The world feels right again for him.
That's wonderful. So the journey paid off, but not in the way he initially expected.
Not at all. And this is where the story really spells out the lessons. Wiley's wisdom, it calls it.
Okay, let's hear Wiley's wisdom. What did he learn?
He realizes that giggles, and by extension, you know, joy, lightness, they can disappear when your heart feels heavy. But they don't leave forever. They just hide.
Hide. Waiting for something.
Exactly. Waiting, the source says, for gentleness, for space, for someone who listens, and crucially, for safety.
Safety. That seems key.
It seems to be the absolute core of it. Giggles come back not because you chase them down, but because someone, or maybe even yourself, makes room for them to feel safe enough to come out.
That shift from finding to making space feels like the central insight here.
I think so, too. Yeah. It's less about a frantic search for happiness and more about cultivating the conditions, safety, acceptance, presence, where lightness can naturally return.
What other wisdom did Wiley pick up?
Well, connecting back to his journey. It's okay to be quiet when things feel big. That was Gemma's gift, right? Accepting his silence.
Right. No pressure to perform or explain.
And a giggle isn't lost just because it's hiding. Reframing that initial fear he had.
It's a comforting thought. It's still there, just waiting.
Then there's the wise ram's big lesson. Mistakes are how we grow. They're not the end of the world.
Super important. And
questions are never wrong again. The ram, validating his curiosity. Friends don't always have to fix things. Sometimes they just sit with you. That was Miss Mabel's role.
Her quiet presence.
Listening is a superpower. Gemma's defining quality. Feelings, including giggles, come and go. They aren't permanent states.
A good reminder about emotional impermanence.
Everyone needs a soft place to land the feeling Wiley found at Clover Hill, especially with Gemma. And finally, a little self-awareness. Even Wiley, the helper, can be wise through his own experience.
Those are really profound lessons distilled from that simple journey.
They really are. And the source even gives a practical takeaway. Wiley's Magic Mix, for when you feel all mixed up.
Ooh, a recipe. What's in it? Magic dust.
Huh. Simpler than that. It's ingredients you can find inside or around you. Quiet, a deep breath, a kind friend or cat.
A soft, safe place. Allowing your feelings, whatever they are. Maybe an internal tail wag, like finding a little spark.
Right.
Simple, accessible things. How do you mix them?
Stir gently with love, it says. Let it settle. The point isn't necessarily an instant giggle. The magic is that your heart just feels a bit lighter.
It's about self-compassion, creating that safe space internally when maybe you can't find it externally right away.
Exactly that. And the dedication in the story really drives home this theme of safety. It's dedicated to grown-ups who love like parents, the ones who help someone feel safe enough to smile again.
Ah, so connecting Wiley's experience to the role nurturing adults play.
Precisely. Highlighting how crucial those people are who see you, hold your heart gently, accept your messes, show you you're worthy, give you a sense of belonging. They're the human versions of Gemma creating that safe space.
So stepping back, Wiley's whole adventure is really a metaphor, isn't it? For how we deal with difficult emotions, maybe loss, or just feeling heavy.
I think so. It suggests that sometimes the best approach isn't more analysis or forcing ourselves to be happy. Sometimes it's about allowing vulnerability, seeking connection.
And being met with that simple, non-judgmental presence, that deep listening.
Yeah. It's a reminder for all of us about the importance of creating safe emotional environments for ourselves and for the people around us. That's often where the healing or the return of lightness actually happens, the power of just being there.
So wrapping up this deep dive into what seemed like a simple story, Wiley's missing giggle. We found quite a bit.
We definitely did. Wiley lost his giggle, searched logically, then expanded his world, found wisdom from unexpected sources like a wise sheep and a quiet girl.
And ultimately, his giggle didn't come back because he found it somewhere, but because he was given the space, the safety, the listening it needed to resurface.
He learned that vulnerability, when met with compassion and presence, can unlock things. It allows those buried feelings, maybe even joy, to come back up.
Which brings us to our final thought for you, the listener, drawing from Wiley's journey. If your own giggle, whatever that means for you, that sense of ease or lightness or joy, if it ever feels like it's hiding.
What kind of space or what kind of listening might it need, maybe from you or maybe from someone else, to feel safe enough to return?